The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Christmas. October 7, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy and his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord. Lord, what is your will for us, regarding Christmas this year? The Lord answered, Timothy and beloved, I tell you this. Let your hearts guide you, for on them have I written many things, and will continue to do so. Yea, even greater things will I reveal to you in the days to come. Then shall you be changed, from that which is perishable to that which is imperishable, your innermost desire realized. As for this holiday called Christmas, you must forsake it. For on this day, the Son of Man did not come into the world by way of water and blood. Neither shall my people worship me in this way. Yet of Messiah's birth, you may indeed remember it with your family. For it was the beginning of your salvation. For where there was once only darkness, behold, a great light has appeared. Therefore, blessed are those who worship with gratitude, giving thanks for the birth of my Son. Even more blessed are those who worship and give thanks for his death and resurrection. Yet woe to those who associate the name of the Son of God with pagan practices and idolatrous traditions. You have surely taken the name of the Lord in vain. Woe to all who celebrate this holiday called Christmas, for you do dishonor me by all you say and do. For this season of so-called giving is detestable in my sight. Abomination. Idolatry. Woe to all who ignore my warnings and break my commandments. You are all slaves. You have made mammon your master. Materialism has bound you in chains. For you want no part with me, as I truly am. Behold, from you my spirit is far removed, for you have surely made yourselves enemies of God. I tell you the truth, the day is coming, and is already here, when the quality of each man's work shall be tried, and the faith of every self-proclaimed believer tested. For the day of the Lord shall surely declare it. Know you not, that to imitate the Messiah is righteousness? My people, you were to walk in his ways. Yet you have made of him a mockery. How long shall you cleave to the harlot? How long shall you walk in her ways? My people, come out of her, and touch no more the unclean thing. For I tell you the truth, to replace Christ, or to associate his name with sin, is to partake in that which is called Antichrist. And to honor the Messiah with pagan customs and filthy traditions is to take the name of the Lord in vain. Desecration. Blasphemy. I know many in this world celebrate this holiday in ignorance of its origins. Yet it is an abomination to me. Pagan practices and idolatrous traditions, which I loathe in my zeal. Therefore woe to those who willfully walk in ignorance. And woe, even three times woe, to those who knowingly place their stamp of approval on these things, doing so in the Messiah's name. Yours shall be a most bitter place, your discipline severe. Woe to all who knowingly lead others into rebellion against the Lord, for the mouth of Sheol is open and ready to receive you. Beloved ones, worship me as I am, and not as you would have me be. Obey my voice. Depart from every form of evil, and tear down every whitewashed wall of abomination. Churches of men, stop twisting the scriptures to uphold your own way. Be separate from this world, and no more endorse those things I hate. Again I say, be separate, and come out from among them, and repent. Return to me in spirit and in truth, and in the day I stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the earth, you shall surely be gone from this place, says the Lord. So then, my beloved servants, share your gifts. Lift up the poor and help the needy. Give drink to the thirsty and feed the hungry. Share my love and wash each other's feet. Yet no longer be a friend of this world, and no more walk in the ways of the churches of men, for they have not known me. Be set apart. Rejoice and give thanks. Honor the Messiah in spirit and in truth, and walk closely in his example. Testify of him. From his birth, to his passion. Glorify his name in all the earth. For he is the true gift, says the Lord.